The title of this one is Lessons from a Burning Bush. Now, we're all familiar with this account of Moses going to Mount Horeb, talking to an angel of God, and seeing a burning bush. We will read verses 2 and 3 of chapter 3 in Exodus regarding this account. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, and the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. This was the turning point in the life of Moses. Previously, he spent 80 years, 40 in the house of Pharaoh in Egypt, and 40 as a shepherd with Jethro. He was now ready to be used by the Lord to deliver his people from slavery. What lessons can we glean from a burning bush that burned but was not consumed? We think there are several good spiritual lessons for us. Given the time constraints, we will only talk about three. The first lesson is that God is never in haste. We live in a time where people are running to and fro. Not only this, but they are multitasking for better or worse, mostly worse. For instance, people will sit in a restaurant eating a meal, talk to a friend, and check their email all at the same time. They call this progress. Yes, society is in a frantic hurry at all levels. Our God is never in a hurry. He has a timetable and will keep to it. It took 80 years for Moses to be ready to deliver his people. It took about 4,000 years for Jesus to be born so that he could be man's redeemer. What about our day? And let me read Habakkuk. We're familiar with this one. Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Let us keep this in mind, especially when we think about our spiritual growth. Pastor Russell had a phrase that he liked to use about mushrooms growing. Our characters do not grow overnight like a mushroom. It takes time. Our characters are more like oaks, requiring much time for development. So upward development is a slow process. But let us remember that downward movement is fast. It only takes a few whacks of an axe to destroy a beautiful oak tree that took years to grow. The lesson is sobering. We need to be on guard always against Satan, the world, and the flesh. We should not get frustrated if our spiritual development is not fast. Our job is to stay the course, making steady progress and learning from each experience. We are thankful that the Lord has given us the time to develop, not requiring instant overnight success. For our next lesson, we are going to cheat and combine two lessons into one. The lesson is one of reverence and humbleness. I said we are going to cheat, but these two go hand in hand if we are to be used by God. Moses was not too humble when he was in Egypt, in the house of Pharaoh, but this was due to his surroundings more than it was due to his true heart condition. God would change Moses over a 40-year period of time. God stripped away the pomp of Egypt and replaced it with a beautiful, humble character that he could use to deliver his people. The lesson is simple. God can only use us if we are humble, realizing that we are totally dependent on him. The various victories that we might attain are only due to complete reliance upon the Lord through our prayers. If our witness efforts prove successful, we give God the credit. The ground that Moses was standing on was holy ground. Moses was instructed to take off his shoes. This shows reverence. We are to have a reverential demeanor with things spiritual at all times. This does not mean that we don't joke around at times. There is nothing wrong with humor. We even see humor in the scriptures. But we need to exercise caution. When we are in a meeting studying the Bible, this becomes holy ground. We need to have reverential attitude combined with humbleness. What is interesting about this incident is that the bush burned but was not consumed. How could this be? Our senses would expect to see a bush reduced to ashes. The Lord was giving Moses a good lesson. In essence, he was telling Moses that your brethren in Egypt were protected from the burning persecutions of the Egyptians while awaiting deliverance. Don't worry. The lesson for us is that God knows about the trials and persecutions of the saints. With all our trials, they will not reduce us to ashes. They will not burn our new minds. They will burn the dross from our characters, but the new mind will be better than ever. The new mind will be better for the fiery trial that it underwent. Trials are not to reduce us to ashes, but to make us better. Peter's words tell it all. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad with his glory when his glory is revealed. What could be one verse that maybe summarizes our lessons on trials and humbleness? There probably are several, but we are going to quote Paul, 2 Corinthians 12:10. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardship, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul received many trials from the Corinthians, but Paul recognized the benefits of these experiences on him. The Lord allowed them to come his way, and he was going to take advantage of them. His experiences made him strong in the power of Christ. What if we had no difficult experiences in our life? What if everything we did met with some degree of success, even marginal success? I think we would not have the right characters. We would be giddy with success and overly confident, not having the character qualities that the Lord wants. These qualities are understanding, patience, compassion, and love. You don't get these things without trials and difficulties. To use a sports analogy, because I know Byron Keith likes sports, especially baseball, who usually makes the best coach or manager? Is it the super gifted athlete that becomes a manager, or is it the guy who struggles every day of his career to stay in the big leagues? It is the guy who struggles. He is the one that knows how to reach out to his player as a coach, helping and instilling confidence. The super gifted athlete lacks the understanding and patience to help the guy who is having trouble. So, brethren, let us take advantage of every burning bush experience, realizing that the Lord custom tailors these experiences for each of us. He knows how to regulate the fire. Here, we are like those three Hebrews in the fire. They went unscathed. They did not predetermine the outcome by praying for deliverance. We do not predetermine the outcome of our trials, but leave everything in the Lord's hands. So we talked about haste, humbleness and reverence, and lastly, fiery trials. There is one last item, quickly. What did Moses do when he saw the burning bush? He turned aside to see this great sight. This was very important. Let us turn and get closer with every experience to see how the Lord is dealing with us, to see the lessons He wants us to have. May the Lord add His blessing.